Blog Talk Radio.
So I let the bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around, I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga called me, he like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whip it, work it, smelling like they general.
Take your shoes off, but don't even ask. Got your bitch tiptoeing on Italian mob. They on that bad batch. Too much walk around. Show the ass back. You gotta walk around. Big body got 10 of those. Cause cribs, that's egg hoes. Nine piece, that's dinner rolls. Wild freaks, that's Thunderbolt. 100 on my shine. You don't like it, fine. Got your bitch tiptoeing like Gregory Hines. Passing out with that eater.
Your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
Went work, got the kitchen stinking. We call her undercover, a pig in a blanket. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Shoot you in your head like Abraham Lincoln. Hunting on them bitches like Birdman. Rolling weed and white sheets, Blue Klux Klan. Put it on the scale, watch it do numb. Playing with them keys like Stevie Wonder. All my hoes pretty, all my niggas crazy. We sell that white, sell that brown, call that rice and gravy. Call me Tunchi Lee, I don't call me at all. Man, fuck all you niggas. Pause.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Okay. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Yeah. Big body, I got 10 of those. Yeah. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
Two chains, that's your best answer. Cup filled with pink, I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K. I get paid every time I leave my driveway.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
Welcome to the new edition of Wrestling. It's Factor. Yeah, what's up, everybody? Yeah, on our debut show, we kicking it and shit, you know what I mean? So, let's talk about the new pro wrestling.
Hello?
Yeah, Tommy, you on the air.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Doing all right. Welcome to Wrestling X Factor, buddy.
Thanks. Oh man, there's so much to talk about. I don't know where to start. So I guess I start with the lockdown pay-per-view. That was a very good pay-per-view. I mean,
yes, it was.
Scale 1 to 10, I give it an 8. And Bully Ray turning heel was a good idea. And the way the promo he kicked afterwards was even better. This was the icing on the cake. And how he dissed Brooke Hogan, that was pretty good.
Yes, indeed.
But also the thing that for like straight out wrestling, I enjoyed the tag team match, the three-way tag team match. That was a good match. Hernandez is underrated in a lot of ways. Supermax, he's underrated. I mean, he's a big guy. He can fly through the air. He has power. He's, in my opinion, one of the most complete wrestlers, but he doesn't get, you know, that much credit. That's the way I see it.
I know. They could compare him to a big, burly warlord type of power wrestler, you know. I mean, with his, sometimes I'd be concerned every time he jump over the ropes. I'd be worried sometimes he might not make it there and cause a serious injury. Yeah. But that three-way tag match was good. That was actually a 4-star match.
Yes, it was.
And
now the women's knockout, you know, title match, it wasn't short, you know, like your WWE Diva matches, they end up being short, but this was a pretty decent match. I'm just gonna be interested to see what they're gonna do with Gail Kim, because I like Gail Kim's heel character, I like it.
Yes, and I see Tara Terrell feuding with her soon on Impact. I think we'll be seeing more quality knockout feuds now with the title and with Gail Kim and Taryn Terrell.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of women wrestling. I don't see enough of it. I love to see more of it.
We need more of that in the X Division to go around. But speaking of the X Division, another good match. They worked their asses off. Tristan York, Ian Ion, and Kenny King.
Kenny King.
That was quality also.
Oh, that was definitely quality. No one in the X Division match was a slouch. I mean, all of them was just straight out wrestlers. Kenny King is a good champion. Christian York has proven himself over the years, you know, throughout wrestling. And Zemo Ion is an up-and-coming star. I mean, he's a former X Division champion, but he has a lot of potential.
Yes, he does.
You know, and overall,
go ahead. You can go right ahead.
Overall, you know, I give it an 8 for the pay-per-view, you know. And I don't know who the other members of the Ace and Eight is going to be. I don't know how long they're going to carry this storyline, but I don't see it going past this year.
Yeah, but I love you got to love the Bully Ray Hill turn.
Yeah,
was saying, telling Brooke, bitch, keep quiet. Are you Hulk? I use you, and Brooke, I fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yes, it was. I can't remember when TNA had a heel turn like that, and you know, a good heel turn in a while.
Man, they didn't even need Rick Ross to be under the mask.
Mm-hmm. But I was disappointed if Eric Bischoff is somewhat involved in it, he'll come out, he'll be the one that's, like, really, really in charge of it. I'd be a little bit disappointed in that, because that's not really new.
I just hope that doesn't happen, or Hogan taking on Bully Ray for Battle for Glory. His busted-up ass.
Yeah, definitely bust it up.
I'll be doubly pissed for the TNA World Title.
And what's going to happen with Jeff Hardy now?
With Jeff Hardy, I see him still feuding with Aces or Ace and Bully Ray for a next rematch, maybe at Slammiversary again, or maybe on Impact.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, but he got arrested. He got arrested again for drugs about a month ago, 2 months ago.
No, that was that was last year when he was still on it, and Jeff Hardy got himself together. He has a new son, so he's good to go.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Definitely glad to hear that, because I like Jeff Hardy. I've always been a Jeff Hardy fan since I've seen him. You know, tagging
right.
with his brother in the WWF. I always loved Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, he brings in the buy rates and the merchandise, so.
And WWE last night on Raw, oh, man, CM Punk, the way to start off this show. I mean, that was pretty good. Interrupt everything,
oh,
and Undertaker was getting the cold stare.
I didn't think it was in bad taste or nothing. Or nothing like that. It was part of the angle for him that he got a lot of heat.
Yeah, he did. And it's going to be interesting how they're going to build a matchup over the years. I'm going to WrestleMania this year, you know, with a couple of friends. And I was going to see how they're going to build, you know, that match. Because if you think about it, in a way, that match is going to stand out because what CM Punk did for the world, you know, as a world champion, like over 400 days as champion, I think it's kind of the way they're building up so far is pretty good.
Oh, that's going to be real good right there. But I see Undertaker going to somehow go over in the match. He's not going to never lose the streak. He's going to retire with the streak. That means something for his legacy in WWE. But the match will be real good, though.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't know if it's going to be good as Shawn Michaels and Undertaker at 25 and 26, but it's going to be a good match. It has the potential of being a classic, I can see it. But I don't know if it's going to reach up to that level.
Yeah, it could top Triple H match.
Oh, yeah. What do you think the possibility of seeing blood in the Triple H of Brock Lesnar match? Because Brock Lesnar got busted open 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but it was he took the bump the wrong way. He went head first into it, so he didn't block his forehead from going into it. So.
And that's basic wrestling. You should know when.
Yeah, it's been a long time for him also for coming back into the business also. But doing UFC and doing this light schedule also for the next 2 years, maybe four pay-per-view appearances, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's closer, similar to The Rock. The Rock is I'll say right now, actually get more people involved. The mainstream media and the ratings went up more, and I don't know how WWE will bounce back after WrestleMania. What can they do to the top with a good angle? Or we don't want to see the same matches with certain guys.
Yeah. You think The Rock's gonna do pretty good? I can see Cena going over The Rock, you know, at WrestleMania.
I see that also that Rock wanna do the JLB to Cena. He'll go back to the movies again, so but I don't like the idea though. that singer's not a lot of pops in New York. But I see, but people are just tired of the baby face Cena. It's just time for something new for his character.
Yeah, I agree.
And just to look at that ugly as championship belt.
Oh, I hate that. That belt is ugly. Oh, man. I would never like that belt. It is so plain. It doesn't even look prestigious to me. It doesn't.
It looked like that shit came from out of a Kmart toy aisle.
Yeah, it does. My personal favorite will always be the Eagle belt.
Yes,
the Eagle belt, then, and maybe the Smoking Skull belt Stone Cold had.
Yeah.
But the Eagle belt is my all-time favorite belt for WWE belt.
Yeah. In the Crump Plaza for WrestleMania 4, Savage winning the tournament.
Yeah, Atlantic City, WrestleMania 4, right? Atlantic City?
Yeah. Hey, that's not a sick way for Donald Trump in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, I can see why. I mean, he's always been a fan, been a supporter, but I don't think they should have something different. Not the Hall of Fame, but give him another acknowledgement. You know, Hall of Fame.
They should have a Dirty East Celebrity Hall of Fame separate from the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you don't give him acknowledgement.
Yeah, and it made me want to bitch slap Drew Curry for.
I know. I mean, you have Bruno Sammartino was going in. Oh, I can't wait to see. Mick Foley's going in. You have Stone Cold Steve Austin in there. Then you have Drew Carey, who was in a Royal Rumble for, 20 seconds? Is that long?
Yeah, just to promote his comedy show.
Yeah. I mean,
he didn't do shit for the business.
Right.
And I see Bruno right now saying, I'm next to this motherfucker Trump guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd rather see, if they won't put celebrities in there, I'd rather see somebody from, Shaquille O'Neal or Pete Rose was a good idea, or somebody from another sport.
At least Mr. T, but he turned it down, you know.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick, yeah.
I wonder how many women they gonna put in the Hall of Fame. I mean, besides
Here's
Sonny.
I think Cindy Lauper has more of a chance.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she's not being inducted besides Donald Trump because she has to, along with Piper and them launch Rock and Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. That's how it started, Eric. I remember Rock and Wrestling. I remember that.
And she's from Long Island, New York, around the corner.
Yep. Mick Foley territory and Zack Ryder's territory.
Exactly. Whoa, poor Zack Ryder. His push is going down.
I know.
I guess he's
not. Better.
Yeah, I guess he's not going to surpass the Barber Beefcake.
No, it doesn't look that way. And it's kind of bad because Zack Ryder is a good wrestler. I mean, he actually could wrestle in the ring. He's
actually a good worker. And his trainer is actually Mikey Whitrat.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the man that trained Amazing Red in the SATs.
I like Amazing Red. I saw him in TNA. You know, and
yeah.
in Maryland wrestle. I mean, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I still remember when he was 18 at MCW, and then on the first year of TNA, he was there. But they need WWE needs more emphasis on the tag team division.
Yes, they do.
Not none of these mid-card tag teams. They make them seem like actually a joke.
They're not building anybody up, really, either. I mean, they have.
Exactly. The
Cologne. I mean, the Rose Collars.
They actually the upper hill top tag teams.
Yep.
And I noticed that the primetime players are keep getting jobbed out on and off.
Mm-hmm.
In the colognes, they the most jobbers. And then you have the Usos. They kind of getting a push, but it's not leading to nothing.
No, it's not. And I like that. They're like third generation, second and third generation wrestlers, the Usos.
Yeah, these dudes actually got the mic skills when they first came on Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed how Rikishi on Twitter posted about his son being pushed. I think that kind of hurt him right there a year ago.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah, and I just can't believe they bringing back the Bellas or back in the company.
They had the same gimmick.
Exactly, the same gimmick.
You know, the switcheroo thing, you know, it kind of got, they did that for almost over a year. Actually, longer than that, really.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
Right.
And do something new, maybe it will work out.
And then actually Vince McMahon's favorite, you know. That's how they got back, and also they dating Cena and Daniel Bryan. Wow.
I'm one of those one of Bella Twins play with Daniel Bryan's beard. I mean that'd be kind of interesting to see, you know.
Well, that'd be interesting right there. But I want to see more of Daniel Bryan as a wrestler, more taken seriously.
Oh yeah, me too. A former Ring of Honor wrestler, yeah, definitely should be taken seriously.
Right. And then you have Antonio Cesaro. He's the U.S. champion and getting jobbed out week by week as a non-title match.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe it's Vince is testing him out how his ego is when he complains about certain people.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of Dolph Ziggler. He's jobbing out 8 out of 10 recently. And it seems he's actually the best bump machine and seller.
Yeah, he is. He knows how to sell real good.
Actually, it seems like sometimes when he be doing gravity throughout his matches, he has some type of hang time.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like he kind of reminds me still of a younger Kirk Henning, and I forgot the person's name. Jeff, a younger Jeff Jarrett, but with moves wise, sort of like a younger Jeff Jarrett.
I agree with you on that.
I think he would have been a perfect fit with Ric Flair.
You have a Ric Flair's son. Shoot. You think about it. You know, in my opinion, because he has the blonde hair too and everything.
Yeah.
And he's cocky.
Yeah, he still reminds me of Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect was probably one of the wrestlers that should have been world champion. Because he had the skills, he had an attitude, he was a complete package. But he never had a world title.
Well, yes, he did. AWA world title, world champion.
That's right, he did. AWA. I think more of the WWF, he didn't have one. Yeah, he was an AWA champion.
Yeah. But it's his son, McGillicuddy, is getting buried from the company now. I don't understand why can't he use Joseph Henning And
yeah, that don't make much sense to me.
Yeah, he should be on TV more. It's like all of a sudden when the next is over, he'd be pushed. He disappeared from TV.
That's the thing I don't understand too much about wrestling. One minute they push somebody, then they don't. They push them, and then they don't. It's like, they, you know, it's like, make your mind up sometimes. You're going to push somebody, push them. You're not.
Right.
And a lot of times, and it, I mean, this is not just with WWE, it's in TNA, it's pretty much everywhere. You know? I just don't know, there are wrestlers I really, really do like. You know, that's not getting, that should be taken seriously and should get more of a push, like Zack Ryder. You know, I mean, he's entertaining.
Right.
He does woo, 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 and all that. But if he
he was going to have to change that Jersey Shore ripoff gimmick to a serious Capetta. They probably have to repackage him in the future.
Yeah, he needs to get serious. I agree 100% on that. He needs to change that.
Right.
I prefer Zack Ryder to Robbie T. And Robbie E. and TNA.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the bro, all this. It just gets annoying.
Yeah, it's the Jersey Shore. They try and get those Jersey Shore people to watch. Of course, they don't care about wrestling. What's this with with both companies now trying to get views from TV shows to watch their product? Everyone I'm doing a parody off of one, the Aces of Eights, is a ripoff of Sons of Anarchy. Then you had The Shield. I think it was a TV show called The Shield.
Yeah, it was a police show.
Yeah. And then you also have all of a sudden it's Zach Fandango. That's so much of a ploy to get people from dancers with audience with Dancing with Stars to watch the product. And I'm just tired of him not. How can you the storyline don't make no sense, and they're gonna start getting people not to give a fuck about his gimmick. He should go back as Johnny Curtis.
Yeah, he should. I mean he was more, I think he was more respected that way.
Yeah. In storyline purposes, where is Vince McMahon's thing on this? This is that is a shame right there.
Speaking of Vince McMahon, I wonder if he's going to show up at WrestleMania, you know, in a ring or around a ring, you know, doing Triple H or Brock Lesnar match. I have to say this, though. McMahon is a genius, too.
Yes, he is.
Like Paul Heyman.
Yes, he is. Yep. And Tommy, the show about the air, we run out of time, buddy.
All right. But I enjoy talking wrestling.
We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 11:30. Let's get a crack at then.
Yeah, until tomorrow night. See you around, man.
All right.
Later.
People, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, bye, everybody.
Wrestling. It's that
So I let the bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around, I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga call me, he like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big bottoms.
take your shoes off, but don't even ask. Got your bitch sips, throwing on Italian mop. They on that bad batch, bet. Too much pork around it. You show the ass fat. You gotta walk around it. Big body got 10 of those. Cars, cribs, that's egg hoes. Nine piece, that's dinner rolls. Wild freaks, that's standard bow. 100 on my shine. You don't like it, fine. Got your bitch sips, throwing like Gregory Hines. Passing out that needle. 10 days, you ain't seen him. All in my wrist, 100 rounds all in my hip, 200 grand all in my whip.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
Went work, got the kitchen stinking. We call her undercover, a pig in a blanket. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Shoot you in your head like Abraham Lincoln. Hunting on them bitches like Birdman. Rolling weed and white sheep, Ku Klux Klan. Put it on the scale, watch it do numb. Playing with them keys like Stevie Wonder. All my hoes pretty, all my niggas crazy. We sell that white, sell that brown, call that rice and gravy. Call me Tunchi Lee. Pause.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Okay. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Yeah. Big body, I got 10 of those.
Yeah.
With them working, smelling like a general.
Two chains, that's your best answer. Cup filled with pink, I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K.
Fight.
I get paid every time I leave my driveway.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the center.